Welcome, welcome, everyone. This is Three Roads Converge Podcast. We are your hosts. This is James.
Joe.
And Patrick.
Absolutely. Yeah, and we're so excited to have you guys here to listen to us. Joe's going to, going to jump into what we're all about a little bit here.
Yeah. So this is the Three Roads Converge Podcast. We're three friends who all met about 10 years ago in school, in college, and we've all stayed really close together, and we have... tons of stories, life advice, funny humor that we want to share with a broader audience and utilize this platform to do so. So, we'll do a little bit about who we are, introductions, and we'll kind of go from there.
Absolutely. Patrick, you want to start?
Yeah, I can. So again, my name's Patrick. I'm currently located in Northeast Florida, in the Jacksonville, St. Augustine market. I'm originally from Ohio. That's kind of where we all met. We all went to school in Cincinnati, moved down there, almost a little over 3 years ago, almost four. Been a while. I work in commercial real estate currently down there, but I'm also getting ready to go back to nursing school, which should start in May. So that's a little bit more about me. I can't wait for everybody to get to know us as we move on. Obviously, we'll give a little bit more as we move and in further episodes, but we don't want to give the audience everything.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I'll go next. Like I said, my name is James. I'm from a small town in California, Central Valley area, where all the farmers are. I currently reside in Tennessee right now, Chattanooga area. Been here for about year and a half. Loving it. But I lived in Cincinnati for 6 years, right after I turned 18, moved here, and I'm currently a bartender and, trying to make this all happen for us. And then now Joe.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I'm originally from Chicago. City boy at heart, grew up, about
more like burbs,
10-15 minutes away from Wrigleyville. So, we're right in the cut, north side. I went to school with these boys in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was the lucky one who stayed after school and everything like that. But super excited for us to kind of get on this journey together. We we've had a lot of things kind of going on. I live in currently living out in Northern Kentucky, which is about 10-15 minutes away from downtown Cincinnati. So along with that, currently working as a full time recruiter. And yeah, been working at the company for about 3 years, full desk recruiting type work. Here in Tennessee, here with James, he's been nice to us to open up his house to us and, get us jump started on this business adventure. So thanks for having us, James.
Of course. Yeah. So yeah, just going into the origin of how all this happened. I called them up. I came up with this idea. And I called Joe first, and I was like, hey, what do you think about this? Starting a podcast, it'd be you, me, and Patrick. I explained to him that we're all pretty funny people, I like to believe. Other people have told us that we're really funny. We light up the room when we go, where we all used to work together, side note. But so we lit up the room. I'm like, wait, we could absolutely do this. We liked hearing people laugh. We like hearing other people's stories. So, this podcast would be perfect for us. Joe responded with just like, yeah, it'd be perfect. Like, I was already thinking about starting one, and this is just gives me an even better excuse to jump right into it.
So, and then did, a little bit about kind of how we all kind of got started here. It really just happened within the last like 6 months. James was very, gung-ho about it. And once we had the buy-in from us two, he got to work, getting our studio set up, a place for us, and we couldn't be more grateful. But yeah,
when we started this, I like to say I'm the realist of the group, yeah, the dad of the group.
Absolutely is 100% the realist.
So when James called me like 6 months ago, he's like, we're gonna start this, and I was like, there's so many logistics that just doesn't make sense. But I was like, whatever, we'll figure it out. I said, if you guys are in, I'll be in. But at the time, I was in the middle of a relationship. I was in school working two jobs. I was like, there's no way that I'm going to be able to balance, all these different responsibilities. And coming, I was like, between spending time with my girl and school, work, and coming here to do these like frequently, it's like, this just doesn't seem like this is going to be possible. But he made it all happen. And, you know, it just happened to kind of all work out. Recently going through the breakup. School's on a little bit of a break right now. Work's been a little bit slow, and it just kind of happened to be the perfect opportunity. And James was right, and now we're all here recording, having a good time. So,
Exactly. All right, so we'll probably just jump into how we all met, right?
Yeah.
So, let's do it. Patrick, you want to start that?
Yeah, I can. So James and I were original college roommates. Joe would join us shortly, within a few months, as kind of a pseudo
forced upon
yeah. roommate. We'll get into that in a little bit. but yeah, when we started school at our, when we went, they had like a online date your roommate type thing a couple months before school started. So like June, July, you could start making this profile, pictures of yourself, two or three, a little bit of bio, some prompts, things that you enjoy. And you can try to choose a roommate from there, and you can message them and talk to them through that application. Anyway, I see James on there. I'm going through it. I was like, yeah, it looks like a cool guy. He's taking a chance coming all the way from California. I grew up 2.5 hours from Cincinnati. I was like, that's a pretty good distance for somebody to move to school.
Right.
I was like, I'm taking a risk. And I see California on there. I was like, wait,
36 hours.
I was like, I lied to myself, because that was not a risk. But he seemed like a cool guy, and he had a cool prompt. He's talking about how he loved watching football, and he was thinking about running track, played football in high school, even talked about potentially wanting to try to get tickets to go to the Bengals games and do things like that. And I was like, that sounds like a cool guy that I get along with, that we have same interests. Messaged him back and forth just to find out.
Yeah. So, yeah, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
Long story short, that was actually my dad who wanted to take the reins of taking over who my roommate is, because he likes to think he's a very good judge of character, which he is. I'll give him that. I mean, he found Patrick, one of my first best friend there, and then he liked Joe, who later came along.
Not at first, but
yeah, after some time. Took some time, but he finally got the "You're my son" type speech, and he loved that.
Sure did.
But anyways, so first time I actually met Patrick and actually spoke anything or texted anything to him. So the university we went to, you had to come in a couple of days before orientation to get into small groups that they put you in, get some icebreakers going, just to get to, you know people.
Yep.
And Patrick comes in with his hiking backpack. Never seen this man hike a day in my life, by the way.
Still not true.
But never seen it with my own eyes. Anyways, he comes in, and he's like kind of like confused, because we were supposed to be in separate rooms. Like, we were supposed to have our own little suite. Like, he would be in one room, I was in the other.
With a shared common area.
Exactly. Exactly. But we ended up being actual roommates. That's not what I guess we paid for.
No. Well, we were in the honors dorm / student athlete dorm.
Yeah.
We paid extra as non-athletes
or
honor students to be in the nice room where you didn't have to have roommates. You had your own suite, and then you shared the common room in the kitchen. No.
But yeah. So, fun little fact, guys. Patrick actually did not think it would work out between us.
Why?
No.
Why is that,
Patrick? You go ahead and tell
I never him. Said that.
That's not true. It's actually happened.
Okay, that did actually happen. I just felt like when we first started doing things, like I had invited him to a couple of things, and he said he was busy. And it just seemed like we never really like talked or clicked. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure things out. I mean, I grew up in everybody was the same. Like,
everyone looked like Tim.
Okay, well, that's not what I was trying to get to, but... Yes, it was very white, very small. I grew up graduated with 40 kids, and we all did the same thing. Everybody played sports together. Everybody hung out together. Everybody did the same things. And
you're going to a grocery store, you're running into someone you know.
Yes. Probably somebody you're related to. So,
but
it's still just a shock to try to get to know other people. So
yeah. But you know, it ended up working out. But yeah, so fast forward. We started hanging out more, started playing some games together, and that's how we became closer.
Especially and then, when I brought my Xbox for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Your dad couldn't know.
Exactly. Because
well, he might know now.
Yeah. He had to be a little bit, my dad's a little bit stickler, but you know, it'd be what it'd be. But yeah, so Joe, you want to take over how you kind of came into this equation?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I came, you know, from Chicago. So, already kind of used to meeting new people and, you know, being more of like a free spirit, I feel like maybe more being open to meeting other people. So, you know, I was just kind of open to a lot of different people. I feel like when I first started, having not known a single person, obviously, coming from Chicago, no other people from my graduating class. But yeah, just kind of getting on that. And our institution, they, you know, that as Patty or James had mentioned, they have a, you know, 3 or 4 day kind of orientation before we get started. I was a part of one where, you know, we met LD, and then LD actually brought me over to his dorm, and these two were there. So I met them, I think it was second or third day of school, one of the two.
Because I was in a small group with Double J Money.
Yeah.
LD and Double J Money were roommates.
Yeah. Right. And they went to high school together. Yeah. So, you know, it was all kind of connected there. But yeah, met these boys kind of right off the bat. But we actually really didn't spend, you know, a considerable amount of time together until first week
of actual school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had no idea this guy's name was Joe until the first time I actually knew him by was actually bowling shoes. And I'm sure Joe would love to tell you that story. Yes. But that's how I knew him at first.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, you know, a lot of moving parts kind of in that first week. You know, you're meeting, you know, 10 to 15 different people a day, trying to find your you know, connections, trying to find your own kind of, you know, niche, you know, little friend group. And you know, I was still kind of on that journey, didn't really know where I fit in a lot of different groups. But but yeah, we, you know, ended up going the first week of our college. They have kind of a back to school kind of celebration at the bowling alley, which is right down the street. You know, it's a freshman, sophomore, kind of underclassman tradition, you know, upperclassman if you want to go. But you know, we all kind of gathered there. We all planned on getting a bowling lane and just kind of hanging out and maybe partaking in, you know, pitchers of iced tea and Coke and things like that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but nothing, of course, you know, that, you know, would get us in trouble. Right?
Of course, so, we were like the only ones bowling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was another thing.
We were having a good time. I mean,
yeah, they were like, oh, yeah, it's a bowling alley. But, you know, oh, we need to get there early, get a lane. It's like, oh, like no one actually bowls. This is more just like a social thing. So, yeah, we were kind of there, you know, a couple pitchers, you know, of iced tea and Coke in. And, you know, we really started to get to know each other a little bit more. Yeah, we ended up leaving kind of close to, you know, like midnight, 1 o'clock kind of thing. And I ended up walking back, I think, with Patrick and Double J Money, but some along those lines, if I can remember correctly. And, you know, we were running around just having fun, just talking to people, you know, and, you know, we ended up meeting these group of people. And I remember, you know, I was introducing myself and, you know, we were talking a little bit, chopping it up. And one of the girls were like, oh, my God, you're still wearing your bowling shoes. And I was like, no way. And like, look down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm still wearing the bowling shoes. And literally like her friends, they all just started chopping it up, cracking it up. And lucky for me, I mean, I'm lighthearted. I could have got really embarrassed, but I was just like, you know what? I'll be bowling shoes. And that kind of stuck around for a little bit of time. But, yeah.
He had a lot of sweet tea to drink that night.
Yeah. So that's kind of how bowling shoes got started. One of many nicknames for my freshman year of college. But, you know, it all ended up working out. Tour Patrick drove me there Joe. The next day and gave me back my real shoes. And I returned the bowling shoes. So, but yeah.
But yeah, that's the little, you know, the little snippet of how we, you know, kind of met. Let's talk about how Joe became our roommate.
Yeah, so we did live together,
yeah.
All three of us at one point,
yes.
Twice.
Correct.
But the first time we lived together, so I had an interesting, different experience than the online date your roommate kind of profile. I didn't, late bloomer in a lot of areas, so I didn't actually get on the website. I actually didn't even apply to the institution until about February. So a little bit late to the party. And then ended up, you know, paying the ultimate price, I think. So I went random, and I advise you to never do that because you just never know what you're going to get, right? and I was very unlucky in that statement. you know, a little bit about kind of my first day there. I remember getting moved in. My mom, my little brother came, and I smelled my roommate before I met my roommate. And you can connect the dots. Walked in and already tons of things around the room, clothes, things like that. I'm just like, oh, like, where's my bed? You know what I mean? So just trying to get unpacked and everything like that. So that kept up for a while, the stench, that is.
Oh, we know.
And I came to a point my freshman year where I wasn't getting along with my roommate for ABC reasons, but the main reason was the smell. And unfortunately, found myself with Patrick and James on their couch in their common room for 6 or 7 months out of the experience.
Five or six months.
Yeah. And, that's kind of how we actually grew a lot closer in that experience. That couch was mine.
Plus they shared the bed most a lot of nights too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I was a, you know, but, so Patrick and I went to go visit Joe because he was taking a nap and we're trying to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Trying to get him up. And we visited his dorm room and his roommate opened the door, pissed off, you know. And you would not believe the smell that Patrick and I endured that day. It smelled like someone was decaying in there.
Yeah.
And dying.
Oh yeah.
It was so bad.
Oh, yeah. But he loved it. I mean, he rolled around in it.
Yeah. Exactly. And Joe
and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Joe kept coming over and kept staying the night on the couch. And he would kick our other suite mate off the couch and tell him to go to his bed.
Oh yeah.
But
yeah, the only time I ever went to my room was to shower and to change clothes.
Right.
Everything else, I slowly started to bring over my Xbox, my TV, everything like that. Most of my nice things, it was much easier that way. And by the end of the semester, end of the year, I was fully walking around like I lived there. So, you know, we got used to each other very, very, very quickly. And, we haven't looked back since. So Thanks for taking me in, boys. Appreciate it.
Of course.
It.
Yeah.
Even if it was on your couch.
Patrick, you have anything to add?
No.
That's all right. So yeah, so we're going back to goals for the podcast before we get on out of here and, you know, before we take up any more of your time. But so let's start with some short-term goals. I personally would like to see about 100 subscribers on YouTube. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, when do you think we could reach that?
I want to say within a month here. Month to 2 months, for sure.
Probably like March 1st.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. Love that goal. Just ability to, we are learning all of this as much as you are learning all about us. And, we're taking this kind of one step at a time. But I think getting a full grasp on the social media platforms and being able to promote our platform to the masses. So getting a better understanding of that and how that all works.
Yeah. You guys are pretty much nailed everything I was thinking. I hope to see at least 100 subscribers on YouTube, but I also, I'm hoping that we have a viewer count preferably by 2,500 to 5,000.
Through everything. Yeah.
If we can get to 5,000 in the first month, that'd be amazing.
Right.
Between all the different podcast formats, mm-hmm. TikTok, YouTube, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd be in a good spot that we can continue to grow and, get our stories and story about us out to everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, as far as long-term, me personally, I want y'all to comment as much, even on our old videos or new videos,
yes.
Comment as much as you can. We want you guys to be a part of this as much as we are. So we want to, is any questions you have, we know we might answer it here on the pod. Anything you guys just want to say, you want to say we suck, you want to give us some critiquing, absolutely, we'll absorb all of that, we'll be a sponge about it. But yeah, I want to see more, I want that to grow and grow and grow to a point to where you guys are almost a part of us. You guys are right now, but even more a part of us.
Would love that. Any sort of feedback helps, right? Keeping in mind, right, I mean, we're very, very new into this space. We're, like I mentioned, we're learning, but we're super excited for the opportunity at the very, very least. So
yeah.
Gotcha. Anyone else have anything to add?
No.
No, I think we're...
Yeah. Well, thanks for tuning in for the first episode.
Yeah.
I already love you guys, so that's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure these guys do. Yeah. Whoever wants to tune in and watch us, and make sure you spread the word. Tell everyone, your family, your cousins, everyone.
Yeah.
All right. And then all of our links will be down in the description. All of our IGs, Twitters.
All that.
TikToks, all of it. That's right. X, my fault. But yeah.
Feel free to like, comment, subscribe, everything, y'all.
Yep.
Any little bit helps, and
yep.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. All right.